Irons, just a small town boy, born and raised in South Detroit. Rowdy little fucking boomer. That's the boomers. All right, this is my boomer impersonation.
Good morning, you anti-Semite cunts. It is the great one himself. He is the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 18 years. I'm right. I'm always right. Always been right. Will always be right. Never been wrong. It's a beautiful spring morning here in April, anti-Semite month. And all of you cunts out there, you're all sitting around wondering, is the great one ever going to podcast again? What happened? Did he top himself because someone called him an anti-Semite? No, I didn't, because nobody's called me anti-Semitic yet. The fuck are you slackers doing? And I left explicit instructions on the fucking website in the comment policy. It says, any comment that does not include calling me anti-Semite will not get approved. And motherfuckers just leave comments and they don't call me anti-Semitic. Guys, are you fucking anti-Semitic? Do you hate Jews or what? It's anti-fucking Semitic month. Will you fucking get on board with it? If it was fucking in... Hold on. Fuck, I gotta type something into Google real quick. I'm still here, just fucking hang on. Okay, all right. So I'm reading this book. So I'm at the library and I'm, looking at the I see this book. What the fuck is it called? I can't even remember. Anyhow, I pick it up. So apparently, I didn't know this. Did you know this? Apparently, it was like 1967 or some shit. I should have the book in front of me. Because anyhow, the point is, a rogue Soviet submarine attempted to launch a nuclear missile at Pearl Harbor. This apparently is not fiction. You guys know I can't tell satire from reality, but I'm pretty sure this is like a real book about a real thing. And the missile, here's a spoiler alert. The missile didn't hit Pearl Harbor and nuke it, for better or for worse. The missile, because of a fail-safe device to prevent the unauthorized launch, the missile exploded and sank the submarine. But so I'm reading the book. The book is fascinating. I have to talk about the book a little bit more in the future. I got a lot of shit. I always have a lot of shit I want to talk about. The book is fascinating. But here's the hilarious part. This happened on International Women's Day. And here's the funny part. So apparently International Women's Day was started in the Soviet Union, which makes a lot of sense because all women are communist and all women are totalitarians. So that's what I was typing into Google. I want to know the origin of International Women's Day. Where's my fucking thing? History of Women's Day. Okay, officially recognized by the United Nations in 1977. Well, the Soviets had this long before that. So this was literally Hitler. It's the same day. March 8th. Or whatever. I think it's March 8th, right? It's the same day. Because who fucking knows when... Because who cares when International Women's Day is? I told you guys about the thing I saw on the LinkedIn about how if it wasn't for women, automobiles would have no blinkers and no windshield wipers or whatever. And another thing I thought of later on, I'm like, hold on. So women came up with brake lights and blinkers and windshield wipers. Okay. So that means men came up with all the rest of it. Blinker lights powered with what? Electricity. Who came up with electricity? Men. Blinker lights or light bulbs? Who came up with light bulbs? Men. You're welcome. Why don't you girls just shut the fuck up and make babies?
Is that possible?
We know it isn't, but it'd be great if you could just shut up and make babies. So then I'm sitting here and I'm watching a video from Shoe on Head while I'm doing my stuff this morning, getting my shit together, where she's reading what I guess I'm going to assume are actual real messages that men have sent to women, like on the social medias and stuff, like incel pickup lines. And it's like these, and I'm just listening to this shit that men are typing to women. I use the term men very loosely, in an attempt to get women to have sex with them. And my God, we're fucked. We're so goddamn fucked. We are absolutely fucked. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, and it's not hilarious. International Women's Day should be a day that all women take their shoes off and stay in the kitchen for 24 hours. If the Great One ran the world, when I become dictator of the world, that's what International Women's Day is going to be. There's going to be a one day, 24 hours, women are not allowed to wear shoes and they have to stay in the fucking kitchen. You bet your ass. So hey, what's going on, Great One? Why have you not? Have you topped yourself? No, I did not top myself because I was called anti-Semite and I just couldn't recover from the burden and the slur and the reputation dig of being called anti-Semite. No, no, no. I haven't been podcasting because I've been fucking busy. And by busy, I don't mean playing Star Wars, although that's not entirely untrue. But it is spring. Oh my God, I'm so happy the snow is gone. So like a week, was it a week? It was a week. It was a week ago today. Yes, today is Tuesday. As I record this, you guys know that I don't keep up with the day of the week hardly. I get confused about this shit all the time. A week ago today, it is supposed to be 81 degrees. A week ago today, we were having a fucking blizzard. We actually canceled work. We were going to work, and it was dumping snow out the ass. So we canceled work because nobody wanted to deal with this. We all stayed home, and it snowed like a motherfucker, and I took full advantage of the snow day, and I played about 10 hours of Star Wars. Now, this, of course, was after dealing with the fact that the people at the Star Wars game decided to upgrade the game from 32-bit to 64-bit, which required a 35-gigabyte download, and because, you know, you've never heard me talk in the past about how the Star Wars people, they roll out a game update and they fuck things up. As you can imagine, this update went completely flawlessly, had no problems whatsoever. So after reinstalling the game 5 times, I was finally able to actually play my fucking game. I played for like 10 hours. I got some good Star Wars burnout. I have not played Star Wars in the last 48 hours or more because I've been working my ass off because we are about, this might be the only podcast you get for a while because I'm about to slide into 8 solid days of working our asses off. I don't even know how many, I think we have like 6 gigs in the next 8 days and it's going to be constant shit. So a week ago today, snowing all over the place, blizzarding. And I'm playing the Star Wars and looking out the window every now and then. And I hear the noise. Because there's this person who lives in the apartment. He's got this car. It's this low-to-the-ground sports car. Things like 3 inches off the ground. And it's the noisiest fucking car in existence. So I always know when he's coming or going. You can't help but know when he's coming or going. And I hear the sound of the car. So I glance out the window. And I see him in the parking lot. Now, there's a blizzard. There's snow dumping. We're at like probably 8 inches or something. His car is 3 inches off the ground. You can do the math. He's trying to manipulate this car out of the parking lot. and he's pretty much getting nowhere because it's buried in snow. They're trying to go, and it's a front wheel drive. I can see the front wheel spinning. And so he gets out, you know, he's walking, looking at it, and looking at it doesn't do any good. It's like you got to get a shovel and move the snow out from around the car if you're going to try to go anywhere. And I'm thinking, where is this idiot trying to go? And more importantly, why is he trying to drive through this in an automobile that's 3 inches off the ground? So I'm watching this highly amused. And he's going back and forth. He's finally started to get the car to move around a little bit, but he really has no control. And then he starts getting close to my car. And I start getting aggravated because I'm like, dude, if you hit my car, I'm going to come down and hit you. So he finally fucking, and finally he gives up because he realizes he's not going to make it out of the parking lot. He's certainly not going to make it down the road. And he just leaves the fucking car in the middle of the parking lot. I'm like, good job, motherfucker. What the hell are you doing? And I went back to playing Star Wars. At least he didn't hit my fucking car. So I go into work. We got a big parking lot out in the back there. And I'm in the Subaru. And I go cruising in. And there's some snow drifts. There's areas where there's no snow at all. And then there's areas where there's big snow drifts, right? And I see this big snow drift over there. Well, not big, but, you know, big enough. I see the snow drift. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be cool. I'm going to. And then on the other side, the snow drift obviously is an open area. So I'm like, I got a big open area, snow drift, open area. I'm like, great, I'm going to park in the open area on the other side of the snow drift. But I'm going to blow through the snow drift and make a big hole in it. So I assume I come in and I hit the gas and I accelerate and I'm going towards the snowdrift and I hit the snowdrift and boom! Uh-oh. Didn't make it all the way through. I'm like, ah, all right, no problem. Let me just back up, take a run and start at it. Put it in reverse, back up. Uh-oh. Ain't going nowhere. We'll put it in forward. Uh-oh. Ain't going nowhere. I am totally fucking snowbound. So I'm sitting in this snow drift, and I'm trying to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and I can't get out. All right, this is why I keep a snow shovel in my car, because I'm an idiot, and I do things like drive my car into snowbanks, because I think it's going to be really cool. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get out of the car and grab the snow shovel, and I'll dig my way out of this. It's no big deal. And I open the door, and I push the door open, and the door opens about 3 inches and stops. I'm like, uh-oh. I close the door, I roll down the window, I look out. There's like 2 feet of snow, at least. No, it had to be more than 2 feet. There's like 3 feet, at least. A meter, for all you fucking British faggots. And Adam Piggott. He's an Australian faggot. Well, all Australians are faggots. They don't really have to say Australian faggot. It's just, you know. There's like 3 feet, 1 meter of snow around the car. So I'm like, oh, so I got a Dukes of Hazzard it if I want to get out of my car. And I look in front of me, I'm like, oh man, that's a lot of snow. And I realize, oh shit, man, I am screwed. I am seriously, seriously fucking screwed. Because any minute now, the people I work with are going to be coming down the road, because I was the first one to get there. Any minute, the people I work with are going to be coming down the road. They're going to pull into the parking lot. They're going to see me stuck in the snow, and they're going to make fun of me. Now it becomes urgent. I got to get the fuck out of this snowbank before anybody sees this shit. Well, I did not get out of the snowbank before somebody, because I look up, and coming down the road, there's a car, and it's like, ah, oh, shit, I recognize that car. And they pull in, and two guys get out, and they're like, hey, great one. What you doing? Oh, you know, just hanging out. Yeah, nice job parking. Oh, thanks, man. You know, this space was empty. Oh, are you going to get out of the car? No, I'm going to sit here for a little while. It's fine. I'm doing some stuff. Okay. You don't need to push, do you? Well, yeah, maybe. So anyhow, we couldn't even push the fucking car out. So we had to get out the snowblower. We had to get a fucking snowblower and then fucking shovels and dig my fucking car out of the goddamn snowbank that I was stupid enough to drive into because I thought it was going to be cool. But hey, you know, at least I made it out of the fucking parking lot. I got that going for me. So anyhow, we'll see if I learned my lesson or not. Because some people don't seem to learn their lessons. Now, I've not told you a lot of stories about my job, unlike when I worked at Weyland-Yutani and Umbrella Corporation, where technically I still work at Umbrella Corporation. Told you a lot of jobs about the idiocy and stuff. You haven't heard many stories about that stuff now that I'm up here in the rapid of the city, because the people I work with pretty much have their shit together and everything's going great. I just got a fucking raise and everything's fantastic. The people I work with are, you know, look, again, everybody does stupid shit now and then, including me. Everybody does stupid shit now and then. Some of us do stupid shit more often. The guys I work with, and it's all men, thank God. You know, every once in a while, somebody does something dumb. But for the most part, they're pretty solid when it comes to doing the job. Now, when it comes to their personal lives, some of these guys are total disasters. I already told you about the one guy who's been married and divorced twice and is looking for his third wife. Okay, speaking of learning from mistakes, let me tell you about this other cat I work with. It's again, great man to work with. Just fantastic. A pleasure having him around. His personal life? Oh my God. And for the benefit of Adam Piggott, this guy's a Catholic. So no, being Catholic is not going to save you. This guy's a Catholic. He's been married 3 times. He's been divorced 3 times. He has a son that he hardly ever sees because in the divorce, his wife fucked him over, you know, on the visitation and everything like that. And so he's all into father's rights, which of course isn't going to work because the solution isn't to give fathers/men more rights, because the problem is women having too many rights. So you can't fight fire with fire, believe it or not. That doesn't always work. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. And then he got from one of these women, he got throat cancer because she had the HPV and he ate the pussy. Like, guys, fucking before you eat something, especially nowadays, come on, guy. Before you suck and stick your tongue in some chick's pussy, get her fucking tested for STDs. And then, on top of all this, he has a girlfriend. And by girlfriend, I mean a chick in Taiwan that he's never met in person, but he talks to her on the cell phone with the video chat and sends her money. And I've seen her, I've seen her on the cell phone as he's talking to her. I've looked at the screen of the cell phone. I've seen there's a person there that may or may not be in Taiwan, and that may or, but she does look Taiwanese, and may or may not be a woman. But he's talking to this person on the phone and sends money to her. I'm like, what in the fuck? So there's your Catholic. Okay, this is your Catholic. I thought Catholics couldn't get divorced. How are you a Catholic and you get divorced 3 fucking times? So there's your Catholicism. That's working really well. And I mean, like, dude. One divorce I can understand. 2 divorces, okay, 3, you fucked up, you got married 3 times, and now you're sending money to a chick in Taiwan. Holy shit. Professionally, the guy's fantastic. His personal life is a goddamn disaster. Another guy I work with, we're gonna call him Larry. I've decided I'm going to call the three main guys I work with Larry, Moe, and Curly. They're not really fucked up like the Three Stooges. It'll just be funny. So Larry is married, and I have met his wife one time in passing. She is overweight, she is not attractive, and she was rude. Now, she may have just been having a bad day, which would account for the rude part. It doesn't account for the ugly and the overweight. That's just part of being a woman. Well, a white woman from North America. So I don't hold the rude against her. She may have just been having a bad day. All right. So his wife is... I got to give you a background story before I tell you the story. His wife is a nurse. She's a hero that doesn't wear a cape. And she got fired from her nursing job because she fucked something up. And they pulled her personnel record. They pulled her personnel record when she fucked up, and they found out, oh, this is the second time she's fucked this thing up. So we're going to have to let you go. So they fired her ass. So she's looking for a job. So he's the only source of income now. It's the two of them, and they got a kid. She's out of work. Her job provided the health insurance. So they have no health insurance. Again, love the guy to death. Larry, I do. I mean, he's fantastic to work with. Absolutely fantastic. Knows his shit. Great attitude. I just cannot praise working with this guy enough. He's fantastic. Every day I see him, I'm like, I know it's going to be a good day. He's overweight. He's not morbidly obese, but he's overweight. He's a diabetic. My God, I don't know what it is. If it's something in the water around here, I have never known this many people that are diabetics. Like, I hardly know anybody in Rapid City still, but like, they're like 30% of the people I know are diabetics. Back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I don't think I knew anyone who was a diabetic. And it's all diabetes type 2, which comes from your dietary choices. I'll talk about that when I get to the podcast to tell you about all the stuff I have read and learned recently about diet and everything. And I'll tell you about how I was kind of wrong, but I was kind of right about everything I've been telling you about diet. So keep doing what you're doing. Eat real food, food that has one ingredient, and go to the gym. Okay, that's the sum right there. I've just read a bunch of books and looked at some research. Here's the end. Here, guys, eat food that has one ingredient and go to the fucking gym and lift weights. Or lift weights at home. Lift weights. Anyhow, so he's overweight, type 2 diabetes. You know, got all kinds of back problems, generally unhealthy. His wife, unhealthy as shit. She's got something going on that she has to go to the doctor on a regular basis and take medication. He's got to take diabetes medication, yada. Right. So they lost their health insurance. So now none of this is paid for anymore. So they're fucked there. And she's out of work for about 6 weeks. And she's trying to get a job other places. Of course, she's trying to get a job as a nurse because she's a nurse. Now, I'm just going to suggest that if you're a nurse and you get fired for fucking up at nursing, you probably shouldn't get another job as a nurse. It's like you're a doctor, right? And you get fired for malpractice. Well, who the fuck's going to hire a doctor that got fired for malpractice? But apparently if you're a nurse and you get fired for fucking up nursing, you're still a viable candidate for nursing jobs. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But hey, you know, they're heroes who don't wear capes. I mean, in reality, we all know they're overweight women with no impulse control, but they're heroes who don't wear capes. So she finally finds a job as a nurse. Guess who hires her? Who hires a nurse who got fired for fucking up nursing? Take a wild guess. Well, I get a drink of water. The federal government. Of course, So she gets a federal government job. All right, so she goes to work, and bam. So we're there, dug my car out of the snow. Everybody's ripping on me and making fun of me for my driving skills or lack of driving skills and my choices in parking. And Larry comes in. Larry's the last one in. He's a little bit late. Hey, he's pissed off. Like, Larry, what's going on? Ah, goddamn fucking wife. I'm like, oh, well, hey, you married her, motherfucker. So we had this discussion where she needs new scrubs and she needs new shoes for work. And we had this discussion. I told her, said, what's going to happen is so 1 month, but you'll buy a pair set of scrubs. And then next month you can buy a set of scrubs. And then next month you get some new shoes and we're going to space it out because we've got to space it out. Because, you know, I've been the only income for 7 weeks now, and she's delinquent on her medical bills. She's delinquent on her medical bills. It's exactly. She is delinquent on paying her medical bills, okay? She is a nurse. She is a hero who does not wear a cape. She is delinquent on paying her medical bills. Because nurses, remember guys, nurses tell you stuff about how to be healthy. Nurses are like, well, nurses said the Wuhan vax is safe, so it's safe. Because nurses are experts on vaccines. Nurses are unhealthy. If nurses are so fucking knowledgeable about health and medicine, why are so many of them overweight and unhealthy and on medication? Well, but great one. They're heroes. They just don't wear capes. So his overweight, unhealthy nurse wife is delinquent on paying her medical bills, okay? And he's like, she just got her first paycheck and she went out and she spent $400 on scrubs. $400 on clothes. First paycheck in 7 weeks after being unemployed, delinquent on her medical bills. $400 on scrubs. And I looked at Larry and I said, why are you surprised by this? Do you not understand how woman works? This is perfectly normal for them. This is what goes through their brain. Nothing, because they have no impulse control. Oh, I have money. I'll go spend it on me. Fuck my kid. Fuck my husband. Fuck my delinquent medical bills. I'm gonna buy clothing. Remember, guys, Republicans are like, hey, let's let them vote. Republicans out in the western states and the territories, for those of you in other countries who don't know this, one of the reasons, I won't say the only reason, one of the reasons why women are allowed to vote in the United States is because as men were expanding westward, right, out to Utah and probably the Dakotas and all this stuff, they're out here in Wyoming, they're out here like, man, we need some chicks out here so we can get laid. Well, how are we going to attract women to leave, you know, the East Coast area and come out here? So, well, oh, here's one thing we could do. We'll let women vote in our territory because they're not allowed to vote over there on the East Coast because this time men were not cucked on the East Coast. And so that's what they did. Like, hey, it's Wyoming. In Wyoming, women can vote. Girls, come on over. And it's like, oh, thanks, guys. Good job. That was, good job, guys. The fuck is wrong with you? Then Republicans came along and said, well, yeah, women voting is a great idea. All right. Oh, it was just hilarious. Like, Larry, this is... Because think about this, guys. Think about people you know that were unemployed for, you know, 4 weeks or more or whatever, and they get their first paycheck. Men might take a little bit of that money, go to the bar, have a few drinks, eat a good meal or something. But men aren't going to blow that much money. Women are just like, oh my God, I have money. And they go insane. This is what they do. So she's a nurse. She's a fat woman with no impulse control. So I'm at the brewery. There are breweries. There's more than one. So I've told you guys about the Lost Cabin Brewery. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned that. They make some good beer. They make this beer called Lord Grizzly, which is a dark. And I like it a lot. There's some other good beers. And I've gone to the brewery a couple of times. And I've decided that that is not my place. Because first of all, it's very loud acoustically. Secondly, there's a lot of people out there, and these people are amongst them, who think that barrels are the same thing as tables, and they're not. If I'm going to go someplace and sit down and drink a couple of beers and talk to some people or use my laptop or some shit, I want an actual table. I don't want a fucking barrel, which is beneath the height of the stool I'm sitting on. It's like, no, barrels are not furniture. I know you think it looks cool. It doesn't look that cool, and it's really fucking annoying. And finally, the biggest problem with Lost Cabin Brewery is that everyone who works there is exactly the kind of person I left Fort Collins to get away from. The men, I use the term men, the males, the one, okay, the male presenting people who work there, almost all of them have the gay facial hair. They dress very metrosexual with the flannels. They paint their fingernails. And the female presenting employees all look like butch lesbians. I'm just like, man, you guys make really good beer, but your brewery just fucking sucks. So there's this other brewery on the other side of town, which is closer to me, called something with a Z, because everybody's got to name their brewery some weird, unfucking pronounceable word, you know, like from German or Czech or French or some shit like that. So yeah, I just call it Z, because I don't try to pronounce the fucking word. So yeah, this brewery, I think, is going to be my new brewery hangout. They have normal tables. The people who work there look normal. There's a big, giant American flag up there, so it's not like you don't walk in and it's like, oh my God, like my thin blue line assaults you or anything like that. But you don't walk in and it doesn't smell and look like fucking dope smoking hippie. So it's just like normal. And they have some good beer. So I'm at the Z Brewery, sitting there at my normal table, which is right by the door, doing my stuff, and the door opens and some people walk in, and I look up, there's this chick coming in, long blonde hair, yoga pants, of course. Do I even need to say that she's wearing yoga pants? Are there any white women in North America who don't wear yoga pants all the fucking time? She was walking in with two other people that are obviously her parents. And I didn't necessarily catch the face because she's going by, but I catch the body. And I was like, holy shit. And I go, hello. And I said it out loud, which was funny. And the father, he turns to me. He's like, hey, how's it going? You know, I'm like, oh, hi. I'm like, whoa, dude, I was looking at your daughter's ass. Sorry. And it's not like little daughter. So just not that I have a problem with them. I'm not talking about like 14-year-olds. I'm talking about she was mid-20s. So they go over, they bar, they go, and they sit down, they cross, I'm looking there. This chick is gorgeous. I'm like, holy fuck. You know, from a distance anyway, because they're all gorgeous from a distance. The farther away they are, the better looking they are. We know that. The closer they get, the uglier they get. The yoga pants, long blonde hair pulled up on top of her head and bunned up. She's wearing a t-shirt, thin blue line t-shirt. I'm like, okay, nobody's perfect. So anyhow, I'm scouting this out and I'm thinking, man, this chick is hot. I'm gonna have to go in. She is too hot for me to pass up. So I get up, I say, all right, here's the plan. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Then on the way back, I'll swing by their table. I'm gonna crash the party. So I go to the bathroom, I do my thing. I come out, I swing by she's not there. The parents are there. The girl is gone. I'm like, great. She must have gone to the bathroom. Fuck. So I'm coming in. I was like, well, I'm going to crash the party anyhow. So I go in. I say, hey, how's it going? I start talking to the parents. And blah, blah, blah. So then she comes back. And I'm like, hey, how's it, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I'm like, well, anyway, blah, 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 blah. And I don't even remember what the fuck I said now. But I got to the part, like, yeah, you're, you know, I had to come over and blah, your daughter is gorgeous. No, I didn't say, what the fuck? This is terrible. I can't remember what smooth line I used. Anyhow, chatted them up. Turns out the daughter is single. I'm sitting here going, man, this is going way too well. And, you know, I said something. And you could tell the father, this is hilarious. He was, like, pimping his daughter. He's like, yeah, she sure is pretty, isn't she? I'm like, well, yeah, she is. And he's like, yeah, and she's, look at her T-shirt. So, you know, she's in the right side of politics. I got to let that one slide. I said, oh, yeah. And we're going along. So I'm like, all right, so what's got to happen for me to take you out on a date? And like, well, we're from out of town. I'm like, of course you are. Because I'm like, I knew something was going, because it was going way too well, right? She was single. She was gorgeous. The parents and I were having a good time. I think I got along better with the parents than her, probably. I'm like, something's going to go wrong. Well, we're from out of town. We're from Sioux Falls. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, well, when are you going back? We're going back tonight. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. And the most amazing thing is that normally the closer you get to a woman, the less attractive they are. She was just as good looking up close as she was from a distance. This chick is a solid 9. Oh my God, she is beautiful. You know what she does for a living? Because they all have careers. They all, my career. You know what she does for a living? She's a nurse.